Welcome to A Roundabout Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. It's Wednesday, November 22nd, the day before Thanksgiving. And first thing on the show today, four friends hope to help the homeless stay warm this winter. These four friends are the partners who comprise ESDEX, E-S-D-E-X. That's a local charitable organization. They describe it as a philanthropic brokerage. This time last year, they organized a clothing and blanket drive for Chattanooga's homeless. They invited people to drop off winter clothes and blankets through the month leading up to Christmas. A few days before Christmas, ESDEX and a group of volunteers packaged the donations as gifts, then handed them out to the homeless on the street, and it was so successful, they want to expand it this year. Erwin Davis is one of the members of ESDEX. He's speaking with WUTC's Richard Winham about their plans.
We call it the Great Blanket Banquet. It is basically a gathering project of different winter items and cold weather supplies that we put into gift boxes and bags. Just try to share the Christmas spirit with a few people that could use the sense of joy for the holidays.
How do you get the donations? How do people give you things?
They drop things off at our drop-off spot, which is Cadence Coffee downtown. They drop the stuff off there, and then the night of, that's where the real work begins, because we go and wrap it all up about 2 hours before we go drop it off, me and a lot of other volunteers and team members. It's fun. It's like Santa's workshop, and then we get to go and share the fun with everybody.
They have some sort of collection basket over to Cadence?
It's a big box in the front of the coffee shop, and also we put some of the stuff in the back of the shop.
Erwin Davis and his three partners run an organization called ESDEX. It's an acronym for Evocative Strategies for Donative Excellence. He calls it a philanthropic brokerage.
Which means that we broker deals between nonprofit organizations and for-profit bodies that are willing to invest a monthly amount into the nonprofit organization. The key here is that we want to make sure the nonprofit and the business have a mission, have goals, and have basically a heart for the same thing. So not just any random business with any random organization. We want them to be directly partnered in what their end goal is. The organization knows that the business is heavily invested in what they're doing, and the business understands they're giving money to something that directly affects what they're in business for.
So you represent nonprofits to for-profit businesses, and you effectively solicit funds from for-profit businesses to support nonprofits.
Correct. I started a scholarship from my alumni association last year, and we've already gotten it fully funded this year times two, and we're working on upping it to another $3,000. It was $1,000 last year, and this year, using the same process that we use for the nonprofits, we've already gotten it funded to $2,000. And we're looking for $5,000 by May. So I have no doubt that that'll happen. It's, you know, it's a good cause. And I think that's what sells this more than anything, is that, you know, these are good causes. These are places that are doing good things. They just need to get the connection to get the funds to continue doing good things. This event is a good representation of what we do. We find a cause that we can see is either lowly funded or just needs that extra little push to go in the right direction. And then we get an agreement that we can help those people, and if they'll let us help them, we'll go out and find the things to help. We don't want to enable anybody to kind of be, you know, sitting on the couch waiting for stuff to come to them, but at the same time, we understand where we have an advantage, and if we can use that advantage to someone else's advantage, then we should just take advantage.
It's incredibly idealistic, and it's very difficult.
It is very difficult.
Yeah. because you're asking people to often to put money into something where the returns are somewhat intangible.
Right, and that's something, you know, luckily I've been working in business-to-business sales since I was 18, so this field is nothing that I haven't seen for the last, you know, what is this, 4-8 years of my life. Being able to go in and represent to the business, it is a risk, essentially, because the ROI on it is zero sometimes. So they have to understand that if you're doing this, there are benefits to it, but as far as the monetary value that will come back your way, that's not what this is about. That's not what we're not looking for people who are looking at this going, how can I get paid more for this? No, it's how can you help somebody else help somebody else? That's what it's all about. We have a program that goes for inner city kids. It's a book program. There's some things that we're working on for the elderly community. We try to keep it pretty diverse as far as who we're reaching out to. And we design October until January for the homeless. It's cold. People have to eat. And this is the hardest time of year to get through if you're not under a roof. So we try to make sure that we get them during this time of season.
So your business model is predicated on you representing a relatively small number of nonprofits to a large number of for-profits.
Correct.
Asking for a relatively small amount of money from each for-profit.
Right.
So that makes it viable.
Right.
And, of course, your competition is going to be the big nonprofits, right? Red Cross and
right.
people like that.
And that's kind of, now, the good thing about that really is that when you talk about places like Red Cross, Salvation Army, and when you go to a business, and especially in Chattanooga, and I'm so lucky that I was, you know, born here, this marketplace is insane when it comes to having people that want to help people and having people that will tell you if they don't want to do your idea right now, how you can fix it to where later they'll want to do it. And that's amazing. So going into these places and saying, hey, this is a local organization and it's, you know, we have two of them. And this one aligns with you directly. This one is still kind of in your area. We're just looking to get them to this amount of money for the next year. And this is what we do as a business. This is how we help them. This is what they do. Here's how you can help us do it. Can we work something out? Can we broker a deal for this much money invested into the organization over the next year? And you'll get yes. Sometimes you'll get maybe. Sometimes you'll get no, but that's business. You just kind of got to, you know, don't let the no's get to you. Answer mm-hmm. back to the maybe and go with the yes. And mm-hmm. then that's what we try to do.
As you probably gathered, ESDEX is still finding its feet, but the clothing drive for the homeless succeeded beyond anything Owen had imagined last year, and he plans to reach out to even more people this year.
This year, the plan is to still have trucks. They belong to the staff members or friends or family of the staff members, and we go from Cadence into certain areas of downtown and then over to the Chattanooga Rescue Mission is where we're going to drop off a few things there. Basically, it's just about finding where they are.
Just giving them to people on the street.
That's our whole business model. Anybody can give to somewhere that will give to the people. We want to give straight to the people.
I got you. So how does that work then? What time do you start on the 22nd? What's like early evening?
Last year, we started at 6. Uh-huh. This year, just based upon, and I'm so lucky to have last year as a reference point to how to do this year.
I think this
year, we're going to probably start at maybe 5. Just once we get everything gathered up and packaged, we just go out and as a fleet. When we have different people going to different sections, but all at one time, we disperse and just go and make it happen.
So you're like Santa's to the helmet.
That's the point. That's the exact point. Be Santa Claus. And it's amazing because you get to see, you know, not everybody is comfortable with somebody walking up to them and saying, here, take this. Mm-hmm. But you get to see, you know, there's a group of them and one comes over and you give it to them and they open it. And it's just like, you know, I'm only 20. I don't have kids. But I hope one day my kids look like that whenever they get Christmas gifts. Because it is just, you know, you can see on somebody's face all this weight that's been on them for however long. It's just for a brief moment, gone. And it's amazing. That makes everything worth it. That's why I did this in the first place. It's amazing.
They will be accepting donations of warm winter clothing and blankets at the Cadence Coffee Shop on 7th Street between Market and Cherry Streets downtown from now until December 22nd. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.
You can find more information about ESDEX at esdex.org. That's ESDEX, ESDEX.org.